the cost of those people, and the old cash way of doing business, that the transaction cost will be less in that environment than it is in the current people-driven, body-driven, headcount-driven environment. No one's done an empirical transaction cost analysis to verify that, but I can tell you after spending a day, several hours anyway, several days with DMV personnel in several of the offices, that we will absolutely take advantage of the enhancement that those changes in doing business will bring to DMV, and we absolutely will achieve an efficiency that isn't there today and moving to those electronic environments. And again, I don't want to mislead the department or the group here. Those people need to be redeployed to get at the issue of long lines and moving people through the lines quicker. They're not going to be savings that are going to manifest in the budget unless you do that. I mean, you can clearly make the determination that you're going to reduce staffing levels. Again, they were reduced by 14 in the current budget year. You can continue to make reductions in staffing. I think that you're beyond the point of addressing the needs of the public, the wants of the public, which is to transact business at DMV fast, right, cheap, and easy. You're not able to get there today, and if this isn't a priority to move people through that transaction environment, then so be it. But I would suggest that you're to the point that you need all the resources there to transact business the way the public expects to transact business at DMV, unless you liberate them from some of the law, or you leave it whole for a piece of time. I'm not sure that after a period, you know, perhaps a year or 18 months, that there may not be additional real hard dollar savings there. But currently, you're not meeting the need. If it stays the way it is, you'll have longer lines and more belly aching from the public, guaranteed, because it happens today in the current environment. But if you leave us whole for a year or 18 months, I think we can make the improvements, not ask for any new capital, that may in fact manifest in a happier public, a better satisfied public, and maybe even a couple of nickels to rub together at the end to throw into the general fund.
Davies?
One other question, Mr. Chair. On the letter of transmittal, third paragraph, it says other paperwork functions to be transferred include monitoring compliance with insurance requirements, orders for counseling of drivers with numerous infractions, maintenance of driver records, as well as the licensing of commercial driver training schools. Can you just give us a little flavor for it? Especially, I don't know this counseling of drivers, and sounds like that departs Health and Social Services or something. I'm not sure what that's about, and is that truly a paperwork deal, or what are you contemplating there?
Well, Mr. Chairman, the first part of that question to answer that is that like the DOT transfer, what we're taking is what is the work that does happen today and moving it all over. So there is nothing deleted, nothing else added, no policy shift being made. It is the work that's conducted now in driver services, in this case, moving that all over. So the entire driver services, majority of that function is moving over, with a couple of the exceptions that are attached to the other executive order. But so that whole environment moves over, and Nita Hensley deals with those issues daily. So maybe able to answer, can answer more precisely than I that question.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Juanita Hensley. I'm the Chief of Driver Services for the Division of Motor Vehicles. To answer your question, Representative Davies, DMV has two major components in it, driver services and field services. Field services handles the day-to-day operation of issuing driver's licenses and vehicle registrations and titles, and that's what happens in the field offices. And then we have driver services, which deals with the maintenance of the driving records, the suspensions and revocations of a driver's license, and the counseling of drivers. And that is involved in our unit called the Driver Improvement Office, which deals, we have hearing officer or driver improvement specialist, that if we have a habitual traffic offender that we have a problem with, then those counselors can pull that driver in and counsel them on what their problem is, what they need to do to rectify their bad driving habits. And they also conduct administrative hearings for drunk driving arrest, point system suspensions, things of that nature. And that's the unit that would also be going with the EO. All of the DMV components would be going.
Any other questions? Okay, if not, this, again, we don't need to take any formal action.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That wraps up the meeting today, and the schedule will be coming out for the meetings next week. With that, the meeting is ended.